Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
All right, well, welcome back to Close It Now. Sam Wakefield here. I am so stoked to have this guest today. As you all know, I have been putting the word out to connect me with women in the trades. I want to do more episodes. Women belong in the trades. I'm a massive, massive believer of that. I'm so happy to see the movement that is going on right now within our industry to highlight rock star women and women-owned businesses and just as people throughout the trades. And this person is definitely somebody who deserves to be highlighted. She has, her numbers don't lie. And she has proven herself. And I'm so grateful that somebody gave you the chance to step into HVAC. And so a little bit of history. If you think that you're doing a lot of sales in HVAC, that's awesome. But man, when we start talking about numbers, the history of this person, her numbers from before HVAC were pretty mind-blowing. And then now she's like taking all of this and developing it and putting it into our industry to level everybody up here. So we'll talk about some of the numbers from before, because they're definitely mind-blowing. And I'm just so grateful to have Mary Brewington on the episode today. She is a rock star over in Raleigh, North Carolina. You will hear definitely that in her voice, and it just instant connection. So thank you for being on the show, Mary.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure finally to meet up. Finally.
Right? Yeah, I was in Raleigh and we didn't even get a chance because I was just doing so many ride-alongs. But give us a quick nutshell. Tell the listeners where you, kind of a highlight reel of your life and how you ended up where you are right now. And let's dive in a little bit.
All right. So yeah, I come from a pretty rough background. Come from not really having much and wanting to do better, just didn't know how to do better. Landed me in prison for a couple of years. And from there, I just promised myself and God that I would do something different. I promised it to my children. That was my why. And so when I come home, it was, what do you want to do, Mary? Because you've never really made, I think 2010, I had never made over $20,000, maybe $25,000 a year.
Wow. Yeah.
And legally.
Legally. Sure. Yeah, hence legally. The prison story, right?
Yeah. So from there, I was, what do you want to do, Mary? My brother has always been in construction. My uncle owns construction in Charleston. So kind of come from a family of construction. Didn't ever want to get into it because you didn't hear of women in it. It just wasn't heard of. And so finally my brother was like, I have this opportunity for you. You love people. Let's work together and I'll show you how to knock doors for a roofing company.
Yeah.
I was like, knocking doors? I'm not sure about that. You know, you want me to get in front of these people and tell them that something's wrong with their roof?
Right.
Like, yeah, I think you're going to be great at it. So I started doing door to door. And once the company that we were working for, I cannot say the name of that company because we had some legal issues in the end and they are no longer in business, but grateful for them. But they was like, hey, we need to put her in sales. She is knocking 10 doors and she's getting us on the roof of 8 of them.
Wow.
And so let's put her in. Right.
Yeah.
So they put me in sales. My first year I did, I'd say probably right around 2 million and then 2 million for a couple years. And then I did three consecutive years of 3 million in roofing sales. Mm-hmm. But I chased the money. I chased it. So if I seen it, I was in North Carolina. If I seen a storm that was in Wilmington, I was going to Wilmington.
Sure.
If I seen a storm that was in Fayetteville, I was going to Fayetteville. I was going to make myself known and make sure that I knew where the storms were. And so it was sun up to sun down. Mm-hmm. And just all
and that's
the time.
That's a hard life, right? Especially with kids back at home.
Kids are not at home. Kids are with their dad. But kids were definitely a factor, but it's storm season, right?
Sure,
so you're gone during storm season. Uh-huh. I'm still present for everything that they need me present for. But yes, it was a lot of coming home at 12 a.m. and then leaving back out at 3 a.m.
Right.
You want to be the first person there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And then from there, we went to another roofing company out of Raleigh after some things transpired there. Went to another roofing company out of Raleigh, and super amazing boss kind of led my brother and I under his wing to help build us up.
Sure.
And worked for him for quite a few years, still doing hitting top salesperson for his company, a larger company. They're a bit larger company, but did a lot of sales for him. And he opened a flooring company that I ran. So I ran that for him. And then my brother decided to step out on his own and do a renovation company. So started doing sales there. And then finally I was like, you know what? I'm just chasing my brother's coattails.
Right.
What can I do? What can I do to create generational wealth? Mm-hmm. And it was three things: plumbing, HVAC, and electrical. Sure. Not doing the plumbing. Electrical is kind of out of my scope of work. So let's try to get into HVAC.
Sure.
And I put in applications for almost a year. Almost a year I was putting in applications while still working with the flooring and roofing company and with my brother on the other side. And finally, a company was like, hey, we'll hire you.
Yeah.
We'll take you. We'll train you. We'll hire you. And 2023, February, is when I started in the HVAC side and just killed it. You know, in a slow market, I did my first year, $1.3 million. This year, my goal is $3 million, but I've got a little bit of other stuff going on this year. So we'll see.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you definitely have some other things going on. So let's camp out there for a minute before we move on, because I'm hearing some things that are really inspiring. And let's go back to kind of the beginning of the story, because there's something I heard years ago that your story could be the key that unlocks someone's prison. And, you know, when we were talking a little bit before this episode, and I know that, and as you know, there's so many people in this trade that, you know, in HVAC and plumbing and electrical and all of our home improvement trades, where they maybe have a similar background and they found this as a path and a vehicle to better themselves. So do you mind telling us a little bit more about when you were in prison and when you got out? What was a big, I'm sure it was a big mindset shift, right? What was the big turning point for you to decide to be better and then get on that path? And really, what was that change?
Jesus, God, he really changed my life. When I come home, I told my attorney, which is my best friend, she's like, she's amazing. I told her, I was like, Carolyn, I'm going to do the same thing. She was applying for bond hearings. And I was like, no, I want something different. Mm-hmm. And it was really pressing in and having a relationship with God. That's really what changed everything for me.
Yeah.
And when I was in prison, I was in and out of jail for years. I was in and out of jail, just getting in trouble and then going back here, there, you know, pulling 90 days, pulling 30 days. And you always find God when you go into prison, but you lose him when you come home. And my last sentence, I was facing a whole lot of time, a whole lot of time. And I said, Lord, I will do right. I will do what you need me to do this go around if you give me this chance.
Yeah.
I'll never forget walking into the courtroom and the judge said, I don't know why you have attorneys, Mary. You're going back to jail today. And I said, okay, fair. And I just started praying. And and by the end of it, he released me to a faith-based rehab. And I pulled, it was for 12 months is what it was supposed to be for. About 5 months in, I completed my course for the rehab and became the assistant sitting director of the rehab.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, what a cool story. I love this. And then from there, kind of the rest you've actually filled us in on. But that's so powerful because I know there's a lot of people that listen that, you know, they are maybe have similar backgrounds, similar stories, and even the connection to faith to make that difference. And so thank you for sharing that. That's
Yes.
really powerful.
I do know that we so often seem like when we're felons that it's the end of the road for us and we can't do anything different. We can.
Yeah.
I'm living proof that we can make it.
So good. So that lands us now. You're in HVAC sales as well as you're doing some cool other stuff outside of that. So I know you just went to a couple big conferences recently and met some of my friends, right? So we have this similar group of see you posted pictures with everybody. But tell us what has happened in your journey here and kind of where you are now. And I know you're working with Joe. So tell us a little bit about that and tell us about what you're really excited about right now.
I'm excited about life. I'm excited about HVAC and helping people. That is my heart, is helping people, because a lot of times we get lost. And being in this industry, even before women, I would say they were in it, but it wasn't really talked about a whole lot. Being that voice it's so important to me. Like, you can do it. Because you're a felon, you can do it. Because you're a woman, you can do it. Because you're 18, you can do it. Because you're 50, you can do it. There is so much hope and so much that's never talked about. And so that is my goal. 2024 is a little unique to me. So yes, I'm working with Joe Cunningham. He is absolutely amazing. He gave me opportunities that are mind blowing to me. And so I'm working with him doing some of his technical training, selling and getting on sites for him and then helping sit in on some of those classes so that I can learn what he does, the way that he does it. Right. And so we are just pushing through people right now in those courses. He has set up something for me to do a program called Sell Like a Girl. So I'll be doing my sales training. I don't know if we'll gear it towards strictly HVAC or if we'll gear it towards, you know, just sales in a whole, because I'm kind of everywhere with sales.
Sure.
I met to Drew Cameron, my mentor. He's absolutely amazing as well. We was at a conference of his and he mentioned my name because I was paying for myself to go to these trainings. There was no one paying for me to go. And I just reached out to him and was like, hey, tell me which trainings you think I need to go to.
Right.
Help me to better myself. And he was like, well, this one coming up in Ohio, you need to come here. I was like, okay, I paid a bit of money to get to the training. But he mentioned that on stage, you know, if you want it, you don't need to wait on your company to pay for it. Go get it.
Right.
And then we talked about my closing percentage in HVAC a little bit. And I'm 87% on 87% on marketing side and 92% on tech generated leads.
Woo, we are going to camp out on that here in a minute for sure. So it's on the list because we hear numbers like that and there's like historically that's like fake news because people are pulling out all of the ones that were credit denied and all these different things. And so we're like, okay, wait a minute. How are we actually achieving that? But we're going to hold that because I want to circle back a little bit. So let's talk about the importance of investing in yourself for trainings. Right. You just decided, hey, if it's to be, it's up to me. I'm going to do this. And you mentioned something about not waiting on your company to pay for it. Can you expound on that a little bit and what you've gotten out of by doing that? Obviously, the training, but what else have you learned by doing that for yourself?
It's self-motivating, right? It's like no one helped me. Lots of people helped me get where I'm at. I have a group of amazing friends and mentors that have helped me get where I'm at. However, just being able to do it on my own, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to afford to do it on my own. So it's sure. kind of like, oh, if the company doesn't want to do it, and at this moment, you know, the company that I was working with just didn't have the funds to be able to do it. And I was like, okay, I'll pay for it. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. And when I went, it was so, I've been to company paid for trainings.
Right.
Maybe not in the roofing side, maybe not in the HVAC side, but on the roofing side. But just being able to do it for yourself was, you've got to do it. You've got to invest in yourself, because a lot of times companies are investing in you for that company. Mm-hmm. And you only take away what you can give to that company. But when sure. you're investing in yourself, you take everything in. I had pages and pages of notes.
Uh-huh.
So, and then just from there, it just kind of whirlwinds, like, hey, what do I want to do? Where do I want to go? And my mind was just open to so many different things, because I'm the one doing this. Someone uh-huh. isn't, because when people send you to trainings, you feel like you owe them something.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it for myself. So what do I owe myself?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And man, I love the, when you're investing in yourself like that, that's something that you can never lose. It never goes away, because you're constantly growing. Talk a little bit about the connections that you made at these events, and you know, some of the really cool networking that happens at events when people invest in themselves like that.
Oh, it's mind blowing. You know, when I'm the type of person that I want to be the dumbest one in the room, right? Mm-hmm. But I want to ask all the questions. So, you know, I call myself the question queen, because you know, when I'm coming, I'm asking so many questions. Just my average ticket went up by about $4,000 mm-hmm. after going to a sales training event with Drew. Uh-huh. I went to Sacramento and that's where I met Joe and Drew, actually. And then from there, they put their numbers up on a board. Right. Uh-huh. And they're like, hey, if you ever have any questions, you ever need anything, reach out. And don't tell me, don't threaten me with a good time. So I'm like reaching out, and I'm like, hey, how do I do this? What do I need to do here? I work for a really small company. They don't keep up with KPIs. They don't keep up with anything. What do I need to do? So that's really how I found out where my percentage was.
Sure.
Because I never kept up with it. It didn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. All I knew was I was selling and my kids were eating. That's what
right.
mattered.
Yeah.
So just the networking of meeting people smarter than you. Never feel intimidated, because those people are really there to help you. They wouldn't be having the training if they weren't.
Right.
So mm-hmm. that has been amazing. So I have a very good group of friends that I went through training with that are out of Florida. I have to mention them, because they have been my backbone through all of this. They come from a large PE company. Mm-hmm. However, a lot of them's kind of branched off now. But they've been my backbone. And then once meeting people, I'm like, hey, y'all need to come meet these people, because these people are really, really amazing people.
Sure.
And you hear about it and you're like, oh, someone paid their way there, or someone, mm-hmm. they're not really that great. Someone gave this to them. No, when you hear their stories of people, they're just like us,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right? So a lot of times we feel intimidated. And to me, I'm texting that phone number. I think Drew said right. he never has anyone ever reach out to him.
You know, it's like, so funny. I do the same thing on like every episode. I drop my personal cell phone number and like tell everybody, text me. You know how many texts I've gotten in the last 6 months? Like 2.
That's crazy.
From thousands and thousands of people that listen. And so it's like, you know, that's why people do it. We want people to reach out, but nobody does, because everybody's scared to.
I reach out to you on Facebook. Know. I'm like, hey, Sam.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Now I do get Facebook messages, which is great. I love it.
Yeah.
And I love this so much, because it's the power of events, the power of investing in yourself. And, you know, you said something a minute ago that I think that is the biggest part of that. It's realizing that you have the... You're taking your power back. You have the ability to make changes on your own, with or without a company, you know, doing it for you. And the minute that you get to events like that, it expands your mind so much to the possibilities that there's no going back.
I agree with that 100%.
This is so good. So let's talk about your sales process and your close rates, because again, nobody has numbers like that. And so to hear those kind of, 80, what did you say, 87% for marketed leads, right? Yes, people have insane numbers for tech when they're strictly separating tech turnovers. Cool. That's awesome. We got every single system that, there's some of these dudes out there, they're five, six, seven, 10, $12 million a year people, but the only leads they ever get are the 15-year-old plus systems from the homeowner that has been a club member for 12 years with this company, and or longer, 30 years, and the thing's dead in the water. Well, of course you're going to sell a high percentage when that's the only lead you're ever spoon-fed. I'm really frustrated at our industry from these guys that are like, I did $17 million by myself, but they've got an entire team of people and they show up on Zoom for 5 minutes and they claim the numbers. It's like, come on. You actually have legitimate numbers here, which I love. So let's dive into that a little bit, because if I feel like you're doing something a little different than what a lot of people out there are doing. Tell us about one, about those numbers, and go through, share a little bit, drop some nuggets for people, because nobody else that I know is getting an 87%, close rate on marketed leads.
Well, it starts with your dispatching, right? It starts with your customer service. How are they booking the calls? Are they pre-qualifying these people on the marketing leads? Exactly what are you doing? My friend Jonathan down in Florida, he says he's one that pushes me to be a little bit harder on myself than what I should be, maybe. But he says if you're not closing it, someone else is. So he said something in a call one time because I was listening to him on his sales calls, and then he would listen to me on my sales calls, and then we'd kind of, hey, why did you miss this call, or what could have you did differently? And he said something to someone one time, and it was they were getting other quotes. He didn't pull it out in the beginning, and at the end, he said, "Do not let price be a factor, the reason that you don't go with me. Let the other salesperson be a better salesperson than I am." And I kind of took that and made that my own.
Sure.
And he might kill me for doing that right there, but I will tell the homeowners, hey, if they do a better job than me, I don't really try to talk about sales, but if they do a better job than me, call me and tell me what I missed. Do I ever have anyone call? No, but I will call them and I'll say, hey, what was the deciding factor that you didn't go with us? Well, you missed this. Or you weren't as in depth on this. And that's normally where we're at, is me not going into depth on the technical side because I don't ever talk about the technical side.
Sure.
And the other person just sold them on it, right? Normally it doesn't happen. Again, I close at 92%. It doesn't happen a whole lot, but I think that is a huge thing. I know it sounds kind of funny. I pray before going to every door. Before I knock the door, I
Oh, that's
pray
not
and
funny at
say,
all. Yeah, it's mindset management.
let me say the exact words that these people need to hear and be the person that they need me to be. That is my prayer before I go to any house.
Love this. I love
Yeah,
that. And
so.
that's not strange or bizarre. Any top performer has for you, it's prayer, and I love that so much. But any top performer has a mindset routine, a way, something that they do that it's like, okay, let's focus in. I have meditated for years. I'll just throw on a 7 minute timer and just sit in silence and visualize, right, the outcome. Everybody I know does something similar. It's like to get you in the right space, right? Put you in a place of listening to be able to communicate, right?
Absolutely. So I listen to a podcast on my drive. I never listen to music. If I'm not listening to a podcast, it's complete silent and I'm praying.
Sure.
But normally I'm listening to you or a bunch of other
Oh,
podcasts,
thank
and
you.
it sets my mind right, right? Yours is more on closing, and so it's amazing. I see that a lot of times that we tend to listen to podcasts and they kind of get off track, right? I'm there, but if it's not on what I'm getting ready to do, it's not benefiting me on that call. So I'll scroll through before I ever go to the call, before I ever dispatch. I'll look and I'll say, okay, this is what I need to hear on my drive. But you've got 10, 15, 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes before you go to a call. What are you putting into your brain?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do it every call.
Love this. Oh, this is powerful for everybody listening. Obviously, that's why I say so often to, become that someone worth buying from, which means bettering yourself along the way. And what better way to manage your mindset is that Drive Time University. Super powerful. Mary is dropping some nuggets, everybody listening. So let's get into your process a little bit, because obviously Joe Cunningham, so everybody listening, if you don't know who Joe Cunningham is, he is a industry legend, right? Industry titan of, he's been training for years and years and years in the 30. HVAC, 30 years, yeah, decades, 30 years in the HVAC and plumbing and electrical space, and does a ton of stuff, I'm sure, that I don't even know about. But he clearly saw something in you to partner up with you, work with you, and bring you in. And if he is wanting you to put together your sales process to train, clearly there's something here. So do you mind unpacking that for us a little bit? Give us a little bit of insight into, how it's different, and what are some nuggets that you can give to the listeners that maybe help them out?
I think taking time with the homeowners is what we lack. We are, it's not a woman dominated industry. It's going to be 2024. Women are going to rock it out.
Yes. Love it.
And I'm excited for it. I'm excited to tell everyone about it and bring more women. I'm actually speaking at middle schools and high schools, talking to people in the trades industries. Just how can we tell more about women being connected?
Love it. Well, connect me. I want to do more women episodes. So make sure to connect me. I'd love those introductions too.
I definitely will. But I'm a good listener. So I'm going to listen your body language. I'm going to see it from the second that I knock your door. I am going to listen to everything that you need me to listen to. And I'm just going to let you talk. I spend no less than 2 hours in a home. There is never a time that I'm going to a home, even if I have a feeling that I'm not going to sell it. There's some that's harder for me as a woman to sell.
Sure.
It's harder for me to get a yes from them. And I kind of know going in, like, the chances of you getting this call, Mary, are like zero, but still run your entire process. Mm-hmm. And so listening to them, having them sit down when you go in, instead of going straight to the thermostat, or standing up, telling them, hey, this is what I'm going to do today. No, let's go have a seat. Let's talk. Mm-hmm. And I have a comfort survey, but I don't necessarily go through it word for word. I get the important information that I need to, but building that relationship with them is so important, and respecting them. I've had people, I'm in New Orleans right now, and I've been helping with this company down here, Callaway & Sons. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. And I have people here, you don't have to put your shoe covers on, your booties on, your floor savers on. You don't have to put them on. But I've had people tell the guys that I'm riding with and myself, the reason that we went with you guys is because you cared enough to put them on even when I told you not to.
Right.
Right? That's so important. We tend to start doing a great job. And I know I'm in sales. I've been in sales for pretty much my whole life, since jump rope for life. This is how long I've been in sales. So I used to sell my mom's chickens so that people would pay for my jumps and jump rope for life.
I love it.
Yeah. So don't stray from the process. You have a process. Sam, your process is amazing. I've listened to it. Don't stray from that process. Mm-hmm. Listen to it and do it. And I know that there's so many times that I'm helping and I'm like, they're like, everyone says the same thing. They just say it in a different way. Then make it your way. Mm-hmm. Make Sam's process your process. Make it geared towards you. Mm-hmm. Don't stray from that process, because that process is tried. It's proven. It's true. Use it.
Mm-hmm. Don't skip steps, right?
Right. If there's 10 steps, do 11.
Exactly.
Don't skip those processes, because they're there for a reason. Mm-hmm. And then just following, building that rapport is so important. To me, I spend probably an hour outside the homeowner when I knock the door. Hey, did the customer inside sales let you know that we're going to be here for 60 to 90 minutes? And they'll say, yeah, do you have 60 to 90 minutes to spare? Absolutely. Okay. If you're a talker, you're going to need to give me about 2 to 2.5 hours because I'm a talker. So if you're a talker, that's how long you're going to have to give me. Oh, come on in.
Sure.
And that's what I start with, right?
I love
I
it.
tell them.
Setting the right expectations, right?
Yeah, but because I'm there 2.5 hours, you know, typically. Yeah, 2 to 2.5 hours is pretty much my how long I'm going to be there. I'll sit on the floor, I'll cry with you, I'll be your counselor, whatever you need. And then just let them know I'm not there just for the sale. You know, I'm not there. I'm there to take care of you. I'm there to take care of your needs, whether you're hot, whether you're cold. I'm there to take care of it. And this is the reason why.
I love this. So let's one of the pieces that so many people miss in every process. You talked about the using a customer survey, and sometimes you're using the paper, sometimes not, I'm sure. But that step, however, is, in my opinion, one of the very most important. So talk to us a little bit about that. How in depth do you get with questions? And how important is the discovery process in your whole phase of each appointment?
So important. So I don't typically use a comfort survey because I've kind of remembered it, but I started with a comfort survey, right? Those questions that are on the comfort survey, and they're pretty much all the same across the board, right? They're important to get the answers, I'd say, to 90% of those questions. You don't have to sit there and say, hey, I'm going to read it, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to. You don't have to read it like that. It doesn't have to be scripted. Put it into your own words. Practice it. Practice it at home. Practice it with other salespeople. The guys from Florida, we listen to each other's calls. Like we'll put us in each other's pockets, and we'll listen to each other's calls so that we can play it back, and we can say, hey, this is what I feel like you did wrong. And they're better sales guys than I am, and so. Or I'm better sales than they are, or we're trying to work together to come up with something, right? And those comfort surveys are so important to ask all of those questions. Figure out how we'll record each other on the phone and we'll go over it script by script by script. Your process, Sam. Like, what does Sam do in the beginning? Okay, well, then we need to do this. And we never stop role playing. I don't care if my numbers were 100%. Everyone's like, oh, 92%, that's amazing. And I'm like, it's just a number. However, I can get better because there's 8% better that I can do.
Absolutely. Well, there's 8% better, and then who knows? You could move, get different types of leads, and all these things, right? The demographic changes, and there we're. It frustrates me when I come across people that they're like, "Oh, I've maxed out. I'm at the pinnacle of this. I need to change industries or do something else to get better." I'm like, "Well, that's how I know you're not going to get better, because you stop growing and stop learning, right?" But I love, man, this is such a good conversation, because this is the piece that so many people miss. And I know you're not talking about just making up fake rapport building things like a lot of people train, doing the form and that's it. Be like, oh, you have a dog, I have a dog. You wear clothes, I wear clothes, right? Not the fake, you like the Cowboys, I like the Cowboys, right? Talk about that a little bit more, about building relationship. And what I hear from you is really you just care for people. I mean,
I
several
do.
times now you've mentioned, like, I didn't even care what the commission was. I didn't even track the numbers. I just knew I made sales and fed the kids, took care of people, and that was the important part. So talk about that a little more.
I love people. I genuinely love people. I love helping. You know, New Amsterdam, Sam, it's the same Sam Max off of New Amsterdam. He says, how can I help? And that is my motto. How can I help? What can I help you with? How can we do something different? How can I make this fit? Whether I have to go from a 15% commission to a 2% commission, it doesn't matter to me. How can I help you? Because I know that if I help you, I know what's going to come behind that. I know that word of mouth travels further than any Google is ever going to travel. So how can I help you so that you tell your neighbor about me, right? Mm-hmm. And that is that. That's how can I help?
Love it. I love it. So do you specifically ask? So it sounds like a lot of your business is also coming from referrals on the back end of that. How are you specifically asking for referrals, or how does that conversation sound? Because that's such
Absolutely.
A hot topic for us. Yeah. How you can ask, but so many people ask incorrectly. How do you ask for referrals is maybe a better question.
So I will, after that, I show up to every job that I sell and I get made magnets. I get them myself. Companies typically give you business cards, but I'll take them and I'll get magnets made, invest in yourself. Right. I go to every neighbor, each side neighbors, and then I go across the street to the two houses across the street. Mm-hmm. I give them a magnet and a pamphlet of wherever I'm working. And I tell them, hey, we're going to be doing an install today. If you have anything flying in your yard, if the trucks are parked in your driveway, anything, I'm not here to sell you anything. Here's my business card. Mm-hmm. It's a magnet, so you don't have to throw it away. Use it, put something up under it, just keep it. And I get a lot of calls from that, a whole lot of calls from that. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of the job, I always go back and I say, hey, how was your experience with us? They'll tell me, you know, 9 times out of 10, great. Sometimes we have something, well, I would have did this differently. Oh, thank you so much for telling me what you would have did differently. I'll make sure on the next job that we are on, we do that differently.
Sure.
Right. And I make sure whatever the homeowners are wanting, we make sure that we do it. We make sure that we get it taken care of. Mm-hmm. And then they already have my magnet because that's what I hand to them. And I'll tell them, hey, I will personally, anybody that you refer to me, I will personally give you $25. Mm-hmm. I will come to your house as soon as you refer them to me. Whether they buy from me or not, I will give you $25. Now, in the beginning, you get some that people just given their neighbor, their cousins, you get some that are not great, right? Sure. But they still have your business card and you're still in their home. So is it worth $25 to me? It's less than what you're paying for a Google lead. So
that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do that. And then if they buy from me, I'm giving you a $50 gift card.
Cool.
So you got 25. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you a $50 gift card to somewhere. And I'll try to go to a local business and give that $50 gift card to a local business. Sure.
Ooh, I love this. This is super powerful. And I'm hearing something that where I want to ask you about. This sounds an awful lot like a door model.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about that. And so for everybody listening, what I mean by that, normally for door, your setters on your doors, you know, you pay a smaller amount when they schedule an appointment and then a larger amount when that appointment actually sits. So that's why what I'm hearing, what I'm referencing. But I know you've done some things on door-to-door with HVAC because we've talked about it. But tell us some of those stories, some of the experiences. Share some of the numbers from what you've done with that. And just talk to the audience about door-to-door HVAC because it's such a hot topic and nobody's doing it yet except for a handful of people like yourself.
Right. So it's a little hard, you know, to get people into the mind frame that, hey, we've got to take it back prior to 2009. We've got to take it back. Right. So a lot of company owners don't even realize that, hey, this is going to be super important for you moving forward. I know that in North Carolina, I closed a couple calls. And the guy said, I wasn't even knocking the door. I was taking door hangers and putting them on. And the guy said, if you would have knocked my door, I would have told you I need to install tomorrow. Right. And so from that point forward, I never hung another door hanger.
Yeah.
You know, now you have to knock the door because I've been told, had you knocked my door that day, I'd have bought that day. He ended up buying. He ended up still buying from the door hanger. But how many opportunities did I miss?
Right.
Because I didn't knock the door. Mm-hmm. Getting people in companies that technicians or installers, getting them to door knock, it's been a struggle.
Yeah.
They don't want it. They don't like it.
Sure.
But as far as sales go, there is no reason, because I don't know any company out there that I've worked with. I don't know any company that doesn't pay you for self-generated leads. Mm-hmm. You put your card on there with your personal number on there and they're going to call you. Mm-hmm. I take and highlight, I'll highlight my number so that they call that phone number.
Sure.
Well, you're taking your commission from, if you're a 12% commission, you're taking it to 14% because that is your call.
Right.
That is your
Absolutely.
Lead. Mm-hmm. Right. So why wouldn't you do it? If you're
so
not
you can afford
yourself,
a little bit of extra to may have magnets made or whatever
yes.
it is. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you're not doing it, you're missing out. You're right. The salespeople, all salespeople, you're missing out if you're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that there, closed a couple jobs, mm-hmm. closed a couple jobs back in Raleigh. And then I came here down to New Orleans and we went door knocking. We got some maintenance set up from it. He did a podcast with some numbers, mm-hmm. just super, super helpful. Now, I'll say, you know, I'm a little country girl. I can't just go walk out here by myself.
Sure.
So, and trying to get people to do it, that mind frame is just, it's been a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to take it back to 2009 and hire people to do door knocking,
yeah.
hire you to come in and train them, you know, mm-hmm. train them how to door knock,
right.
and show them a script, you know, and that's mm-hmm. all it takes. And you've got, sure. you got a 16, 17 year old that is going to make $25 for just getting in that door. And right. then they're going to make $75 or $100. However, for someone selling that job, they're going to love that money. Who?
Oh, word.
What 16-year-old is going to make $75 for knocking a couple doors?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love this conversation. So give us because you've had the experience on the doors, and not just the experience on the doors in HVAC, but in several industries now, which I mm-hmm. love. So as you know, this podcast is known for like that immediately actionable, you know, something people can use today. So let's role play this a little bit, because I would love to hear your door pitch. What does that sound like? And then tell us a little bit of I'll be the homeowner. Let's role play it a little bit, and then we'll kind of move on after that. But because this is so valuable, it's super important. And Mary's right. Everybody's listening. I've put together a team of people specifically now. This is kind of the first announcement, so you get to hear it first, Mary. I've put together a team of people myself to train on the actual, the doors, on the scripting, all of that, to train the people. I also found the best recruiting for door teams in the country. And so we've partnered together to offer that as a service for HVAC owners that want to add doors into their marketing. And as of course, just like Mary said, there's no cheaper way for new client acquisition than just saying hi, knocking on the door, right? So for everybody that's listening, I'm going to say it again. If you think that people don't want you knocking on their door, I'm sorry, you're wrong. There's one or two people out of what, every 100 that get mad about it. But other than that, it's like the most incredible conversations you ever have.
It is. And that no, I would say 6 seconds from the time they open the door, you've got to get their attention properly.
Right. Yeah.
That no, and them getting ready to close the door, and me just saying, but hold on, just listen. And yeah. them opening the door back up is the best feeling ever.
Like, I love that so much. Yes. You know, it's interesting too. It's just like in sales that we'll get to the role play in a second. It's like sales we've always known, right? We know when you're walking, you've got an appointment, you're walking up to that house, and they're the ones that like, they meet you outside to tell you, hey, I'm not buying anything today, I'm just fixing it. You know, that is the person that's about to buy probably the highest level equipment with all the accessories and all the everything. So it's,
they're
trying to protect themselves because they know that they need and want it. And so it's the same thing on the door. So when they're like fast like that to say no, or I'm not interested, and you're like, well, hang on, those turn out to be the best ones.
I say, but why? Why are you not buying today? Right?
But why?
But why? That's my thing. But why?
I love it. I love it. So let's do this. I'll be the homeowner. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have something else you wanted to?
Nope.
Okay. I'll be the homeowner. and knock my door. We'll do a couple different, I'll be a couple different homeowners as we go through this. And because I want everybody to actually.
HVAC or roofing?
Let's do HVAC. Yeah, okay. let's do HVAC. Let's take a just whatever your door pitch is, right?
All right.
And yeah, I'll be like a couple different homeowners as we go through this. But and the reason for this, I want everybody that's listening to hear from somebody other than me who's seen some really cool results on the doors and has seen success at it, because everybody can do it. It's just we're so scared to. So,
okay.
All right. So 3, 2, 1, go.
Knock, knock, knock.
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Sorry, I won't take much of your time, and I'm not here to try to sell you anything. I'm okay. In your neighborhood. You've got a little bit older HVAC systems. I've actually did some work down the road, and we're just telling people how to prevent failure. So if you want to take this business card and you have any problems with your system, we are offering a one-time maintenance right now. And if you need anything, just give me a call.
Oh, wow.
Here's
okay.
Your card.
Perfect. So this is your card. Awesome. I didn't expect this today.
Yeah. Have you had anyone maintain your system?
You know, it's been a few, we've been in the house a few years. I haven't, didn't really know that I needed to.
Oh, it's so important too. So we're coming up on summer months right now, mm-hmm. and it is so important to get that taken care of now so that we can try to prevent any failures that you have this summer. Are you interested? I can get you signed up today and get someone out here probably tomorrow, maybe the next day.
I don't know. What is it like, cost anything? What are we going?
Well, it's a one-time fee, and it really just depends. You can sign up monthly, and so I find a lot of homeowners want to do that. You can sign up monthly. You can get $17, $20 a month. It really depends on how many systems you have, but we can get you taken care of right away.
Wow. Okay. 17 is like, geez, that's cheap enough. Sounds good.
All right. Awesome. Do you have a phone number that I can call? What's your name? I'm sorry. I missed that.
Perfect. My name is Sam. Awesome. Time out. That's great.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So I hope everybody listened to some of the nuances that just happened there, because it sounds just like a normal, you know, everyday conversation. But however, when you dive into it and listen, there are some really magical things that Mary just did that were completely disarming. So the first was, when we unpack this a little bit, was like, I'll be quick and I'm not here to sell you anything. But then where do we land? Yeah. You're signing me up for a freaking membership, right?
Yep.
And that was what, 12 seconds later?
Right. So you've got to, and I talk really, I'm a really slow talker because I'm country, but you've got to talk really fast in doing it, because mm-hmm. they're, again, looking at their clock and they're like, right. Oh, she's here to sell something, or, you know, you've got to talk really fast to get your point across that mm-hmm. first, hey, how are you doing? Sometimes you get, oh, I'm terrible. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. How can I help? Like, yeah. You want to talk about this? And I'll sit at a homeowner's house and just listen. I've had people cry, sit on the mm-hmm. floor, tell me that they're getting a divorce and the dog died and their mom, you know, their mom's sick. I'm like, literally mm-hmm. just by knocking your door.
All on the porch. It's wild what people will share. Yeah.
You think I hadn't sold them something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're buying.
I love this so much. Okay, yeah, it's so important to talk fast. And you're right, talk fast, but also very effectively. We're not adding extra words. It's just getting it mm-hmm. like super quickly into that process. So that was the homeowner that was the like, don't really know what's going on. The kind of like, oh, I don't know, I'm just here homeowner, right? There's lots of those. Mm-hmm. So let's do that again. I'm going to be a little different, different homeowner okay. this time. And we'll just kind of take the same path.
All right. Not, not, not.
Hey, yeah, listen, I've got a quick meeting. I don't have much time. What's going on?
I get that. I'm going to give you a business card. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call. Have you had anyone maintain your system this year, HVAC system this year?
HVAC? What's that? I didn't realize I even had one of those.
Your heating and air for your air condition. It's coming up in the summer months. And yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we already, we've got a company that we've used the last few years. I think we're good, man.
Okay, well, if you're not satisfied with them, here's my business card. If you'll just take it, it's a magnet. You can put it on your refrigerator. If you have any questions, anytime that they tell you something, you know, people like second opinions, give me a call.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so thanks for the magnet. I'm gonna hop into my meeting and have a
Awesome.
great
Do
day.
you have, do you possibly have just a second? Can I take your name and your phone number down so that if I, in the months to come, if we have any specials, any offers that we have coming up, that I can give you a call for them?
You know what? Can you email me that? That would be probably
Yeah,
the best.
definitely. And what was your name?
Yeah, my name is Sam.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, what's your email?
Gotcha. Yeah, it's sam@closeitnow.net.
Awesome. I'll be reaching out to you soon because we've got a lot of specials coming up.
Cool, sounds great. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, thanks. Perfect.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I try to always get a name, a phone number, and a email, something so that I
Sure.
can follow up with them. Hey, I'm the girl, and I'll type it out. Hey, I'm the girl, ChatGPT. I'm the girl that came to your house today. We are actually offering this special. And
Gotcha.
90% of the time, you'll get, well, I'm gonna say probably 50%. 50% of the time, you end up getting callbacks because
Wow.
you took the time to get their information. If I'm not getting their information, they're gone. That's a lost lead, right? So it's super important to always get information.
I
I've
love
even
this.
had people go ahead,
No, yeah, you've had people.
start closing the door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, can you just take my business card? And
Sure.
they'll call me. I had a roof down in Wilmington, North Carolina. The man's wife cussed me out.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much chased me off her lawn. I was like, just take my business card if you need anything. I'm here. Right. 2 weeks later, they call. And they're like, I'm so sorry for cussing you out.
I love it.
But had I not been able to hand them my business card, made sure that they had it, then I wouldn't have been able to do that. I
I
wouldn't have
love
been
that
able
you
to
have them
close
on
it.
magnets too, because that's such a it, they'll throw it right on the refrigerator and not even look at it, and then they're like, oh, wait a minute, we have this, right? And then it
That
stays
girl
there.
that stopped by here, she gave us a magnet.
So I that let's unpack that last role play though, because I was very intentional about just having not much time, and also, well, can you just email it to me? And but what you said though is the powerful part of this process, because you said right after it's like you're emailing them that day, right? You're not waiting. Oh, okay, we'll put them on the list for the next time we have a special. No, you email them that day, right?
That day.
Yeah, or however
That
they,
day.
whatever contact they gave you, you're texting, I'm sure, or calling, or so talk
Normally
about the
normally they give
importance of,
you
yeah, talk about the importance of that immediacy.
24 hours, they forgot you. Probably 6 hours they forgot you.
Right.
So every day I sit down and I'll do follow-up emails, text messages, whatever it may be, phone calls, whatever it may be. I'll go and every door that you've knocked, I'll make sure that I try to get some form of communication to be able to reach out to them. I text them first, and typically no response. I call them next. And, hey, I reached out to you. Have you had time to think about it? Hey, did you talk to your wife about it? Did you talk to your husband about it? I know that you said you had another company. Have they did your summer maintenance yet? Have they reached out to you for your summer maintenance? That's super important. Here at Callaway and Sons, we really care about you. We want to make sure that this is taken care of, right? And so that is the importance of building that rapport with them. Hey, we care about you. You're not going to have to reach out to us. We're going to reach out to you
Sure.
because a lot of times those other companies aren't reaching out to you.
Yeah, they're
If
happy
they don't
just to take your
have,
money and go down the road.
yeah. So if you don't have a campaign, you're a small company and you don't have text message campaigns, email campaigns, it's super important to be able to reach back out to those people and let them know, hey, I'm here for you, right? I know you said you have another company, but where are they at? Have they reached out to you? Because summer maintenance is very important.
Oh, so good. So good. And for everybody listening, this is I mean, you're hearing it here. This is the power of what can happen on the doors. Because it's amazing the business that comes in from exactly what you're talking about. Some of them will schedule right away, some of them will call you back. But you're actually helping me. I'm learning here. You're changing my mind about a couple of things. I've been so anti-business card for so long. Everything has been digital. that I feel there's this big move right now to get back to so many grassroots, tangible things because of the big AI move, because of everything being so digital, that I feel like there's this huge move. I was actually on a guest on a podcast earlier, and the interviewer was asking me how I felt about AI moving into, you know, into the industry and all the things that it's able to do. And the one thing I mentioned is it will never replace the emotional connection of a person-to-person communication.
Ever.
And I think that's why cards are coming back again also for that exact same reason. Now, obviously, we're going to have some on the card, some way to digitally connect also, but it's just so tangible that people have missed for a long time.
It is. It is. I think to me, they're super important because I'm able to give you something. Mm-hmm. And when I give you something, you're going to think about me again. You know, whether you can't afford to go get magnets right now. They're not expensive, but if you can't do that right now, at least business cards, right? I'm not saying you, anybody that's listening, if you can't afford to go do the magnets, you know, business cards are super important because you are giving them something. They're going to think about you more than one time. Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about somebody more than three times, you know, it's stuck in your brain, right? So the next time they have that problem, they got a roof leak or their floors are buckling or their HVAC system's down. Mm-hmm. I remembered this person because I had their business card. I may have thrown it away, but I've seen it multiple times. And so my mind says, what was that company that was on that card?
Right. Oh, and one quick ninja trick for all the listeners, make sure you have your picture on your card or on your magnet, because I learned this lesson years ago. We had a guy come and give us our company a presentation on, it was a really cool geothermal system, you know, a new way to do it. And it was a 3-hour presentation. He gets there and there's 8 of us in the room. We all gave him our business cards and he sets them right at the corner of the table, gives this knockout presentation. We immediately adopted the technology because it was so cool. And at the end of the presentation, he picks up all the business cards and spreads them out like he's holding a hand of, you know, like he's playing cards. And one of our people had his picture on the card and he grabs that card, pulls it out of the stack and goes, well, I know who this guy is. And my stomach fell to the floor. I was like,
oh,
that's
man.
Exactly how our homeowners work. Because how many times does a homeowner get maybe a handful of cards from people or multiple quotes and they're carrying them around and they drop them. And then all of a sudden the quotes go this way and the cards go this way. Then they're trying to match them up. And I don't know if you've had this experience, but I've 100% gone back to a house that's called back and said, hey, we're ready to go with you guys. Sold them a project. Go to install the project. We show up because I always showed up at all of my installs. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. That's not the company we thought we were calling. That must have happened when we got confused and dropped the cards. But when you have your picture on the card, that doesn't happen. They remember.
Oh,
you.
I need pictures.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's smart.
Huge. So
I don't really have that problem because there's not many females out here.
You're right. Yeah, you get the like shortcut method of that.
But yeah.
So like, okay. For everybody listening, it's super powerful. Get your pictures on stuff.
Yes,
it's not hard to
do. I'm going to now.
Yeah.
Because 2024 is a movement. There's going to be more females.
I love this so much. So let's talk about that for a minute, because what have you seen in the last several years of as far as women in the trades and women, you know, doing what we're doing? You're really connecting with a lot of women in the trades, which is awesome. And I love to see that. Talk about this movement a little bit and let's take some time here because it's so important to me to support women in this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that because it has not always been easy. It's getting easier, you know, starting in sales. When I first started on the roofing side, it was really rough because everyone was, my brother was high up superintendent and it was like, he's feeding her leads and he's doing this and he's doing that. And it really wasn't that. It was really my personal connection. But it was really hard in the beginning because people were always like, oh, she's a female. Oh, she can't do this. Oh, she's not going to walk that roof. Oh, she's not going to go under that house. Oh, she's not. Honey, let me tell you, I will. And So now I'm seeing, I'd say over probably the past 2 to 3, maybe 4 years, more women stepping in, a lot of business owners. And I don't care what part of the trade you work in. If you're a woman, you're working in the trades. You know, every part is equally important.
Agreed.
Every part. I know that we hear people, oh, she works in the office. Honey, do you know what she deals with? She deals with 15, 20, 30, 40 guys in the back.
Yeah.
And she has to manage that. I don't care what part of the field you're in the trades.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just have to say that because I know that recently it's been a lot of discredit to the office staff, and they're who makes things go round.
Mm-hmm. Oh, agreed. Oh, she's, I can't tell you how many times over the years I've heard, oh, she's just in the CRM or just in dispatch. Like, wait a minute, who do you think gives you the appointments that you want or the ones you don't want? It's like, come on, this is important.
And so to me, we're all important. Men are important, women are, we're all important. But bringing women, we have this natural trust that people just tend to trust us. So my sales are amazing. You know, the people, everyone keeps saying they're super great. I have leverage there because I am a female. Now, it works against you sometimes with different cultures. It works against you. However, you learn to overcome that. You learn to overcome, okay, well, I'm just not going to sell this job. That was my mind frame in the beginning. I'm just not going to sell this job because of their last name, right?
Sure.
Finally, I told you that's where my process, I started doing my process on every single call.
Mm-hmm.
Back to women. So people feel discredited, women feel discredited, and it starts, I really, really believe after like reading into this, some of the psychology of it, it starts at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at daddy and mom saying, you can't work on the tractor with dad, or you can't do this, and not realizing that they're putting a label on you at 4 years old, right?
Sure.
And so I'm going into the middle schools and the high schools and educating women on the trades. And like my thing is, hey, how many of your parents have made over $100,000, right? Because it's not often, right?
Yeah.
And that's in a year. And it's not that often. And normally they don't know, but then they get their parents to call me. And that's when I just start educating their parents. Well, really don't know how much my mom and dad made.
Sure.
But so there's so much money to be made, but at a young age, we're told we can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me, you tell me I can't do something and I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah, you're like, watch me.
Watch me. Yeah, I was running a call yesterday, 11 inches. They was like, you're not going to fit. And I called my buddy Jonathan and I was like, Jonathan, look, like it's 11 inches and I'm not positive that I can fit through. And I don't know what system we'll go back in with, but I'm sure that we can make something work. And he was like, sounds like an excuse to me, Mary, get out there.
Right.
So, but we're told, you know, anyone else would have said, you're not going to fit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're told at 4 years old, we can't work on daddy's tractor. No, we can't help troubleshoot. No, we can't do this. And so it's really starting at elementary age.
Mm-hmm.
My goal, I've got some goals coming. I've got some things coming up for elementary age kids. I'm not going to talk a lot about that right now, but
sure. We'll have to do another episode when you're ready to launch some stuff.
Yeah, I have a plan there. But it doesn't matter if you're male or female, you can't do the job. We shouldn't be separated. We should be equal. Now, is there jobs that females aren't going to be able to do because of our physical strengths? Yeah, I'm sure there are. But let me be the deciding factor.
Agreed.
Let me be that deciding factor. So I did I have to send it to you. I did a Facebook poll in Raleigh, Wake Forest, Wendell, Zebulon. And I just asked a whole bunch of questions about what people felt about the women in the trades.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hundreds of comments. There was one man that was like, y'all can't do it.
Huh.
Hundreds of comments saying, we encourage it. We just don't know enough about it. And that's what tended me to go into the schools.
Sure.
We just don't know enough about it. Our kids don't know anything about it because all the trades classes are geared more towards males. It's like, no, we have got to start educating these women.
Right.
You can make just as much money. You can make great money. You can probably make more money.
Make way more. Yeah.
Right. So how can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to these women conferences. I think I got 2 set up for the rest of the year.
Sure.
She conference with Stephanie and then than another conference. I missed this last one with Michelle Van Bleek, but mm-hmm. wish I'd have been there because women encouraging women is super important.
Right.
That's Philip. He met me at an EGIA event.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, when Drew mentioned my name, and mm-hmm. he was like, I need your help. And so I'm here for the next year, ops manager in sales.
Awesome. Awesome. How cool. Yeah. So I love this so much. So question then, in the trades, how can mm-hmm. everybody that's listening, how can we support women better? And what can we do to, I guess that's really just the question. How can we support women better in the trades and to encourage them in the trades?
Be sponsors at some of the events, right? So we have a bunch of women that are stepping out, trying to do these events, and the following just isn't there. So they're getting shut down, and then they feel like it's a waste of time. It's mm-hmm. never a waste of time. So for the women, keep pushing and keep doing what you're doing because you are encouraging someone somewhere. Sure. Somebody is hearing your voice. So mm-hmm. for the women, keep doing that. For the men, you guys have the HVAC, the roofing side, y'all have them in y'all's back pocket. Encourage it. Oh, such and such is doing this. Let me see how I can help her. Partner with her because it's just not really heard of. You know, right. There's not a lot of events for just women. Should it be just for women? Maybe, maybe not. But should it be where I can take my daughter and say, hey, Cassidy, listen to some of these bomb women, right? Yeah, listen to them talk, because when someone's telling you that you have to go to college and you have to do this and you have to do that, listen to some of these people because they didn't. I went to college, but I didn't finish.
Yeah.
And I'm making over $100,000 a year,
right?
You know, so I'm doing something right.
Uh-huh.
But just help encourage these women, you know, sponsors, do link with a woman when you do an event. Hey, make sure that they're guest speakers. You've got some women on it. Don't let it just be a full panel of males,
sure.
because our voice needs to be heard also.
Mm-hmm. I love it so much. That is, it's definitely a hard, you know, for years and years and years, I've always hired women first, or when I've been hired, especially for sales. You know, I've always put out in my classifieds and in the ads and everything, it's like, women, please apply. Women focus, you know, all these things. And one of the, shout out to Kelly Mullen, I know she's probably listening. She's one of like a cool story. She came from real estate. And I just parked her in my truck with me. I was like, I'll train you. Cool. Let's go. And, you know, 3 months later, her numbers were rivaling my numbers in our sales team. And it just an incredible story, because I know I don't know directly, but I've seen the numbers. I have such a respect for what women can do in sales and in homes, and just the intuition. As you know, listening to this podcast, we talk so much about feeling and emotion and intuition in sales. That's the missing piece. And women just come by that naturally. We don't have to. It's not like a guy that's a technician that has to try to make up all of that. It's just built into you because it's how you're made, as well as being like top performers. I mean, I think about men in the industry and I'm like, y'all couldn't put up with half of the stuff that women do on the daily, let alone be able to step into an industry like this and just crush it. So I love this conversation so much. So please connect me to more women. I want to have as many women as I can on this podcast, because it is a missing piece in our industry that is, we are definitely at a detriment because we've not supported women. And I literally get misty thinking about how we can improve things. And that's a huge part of it. So, so that's my piece on it. I just love it so much. Well, thank you for being a guest today. This has been so powerful, because I know that what you're doing is incredible. Give us a last little tidbit of how can people, one, connect with you, and then also tell us a little bit about what you're doing with Joe and how they can connect with his organization as well. And then we'll do some sign off here in a minute.
Okay. So I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I will be having a TikTok pretty soon, Mary Brewington. I don't know what the TikTok's going to be yet. You can reach me at 919-909-7893. Anything that you need, reach out. I'm here. If you think it's a simple question, I'm still here. And if I don't know the answer, I'll find it. And then for Joe, you reach Joe by calling Mary at 919-909-7893. I'll get everything set up for you. And that's it.
Love it. Love it so much. So thanks so much for being on the show. And not to steal your thunder. It's not about Joe. It's about you today. That's just a cool contact. Everything you're doing is incredible. I love to see people win, you know, especially what a cool story to come from, you know, a kind of a criminal background, time in prison, and you made the decision to change. And it's those moments that like redirect our entire trajectories in life. And it's so cool to hear your story and watch you rise to, you know, bettering not only yourself, but your family and your community and everything else around you. So, so grateful you were on today.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. So, all right, everybody, if you want to make sure to go back, grab that number, reach out to Mary, pop her a text first, don't just call. Because I know she's a busy, busy woman. She's doing a lot of things. She's clearly making impact in the industry and in our community and in the world. And so that is that's awesome that you're on. Awesome with everything you're doing. I support it. If you need anything from me, please don't hesitate to reach out because you have my full support as well. And the Close It Now community supporting you. And so it's a good episode today. Everybody listening, I hope you got some value from it. If you've ever gotten value from this podcast, I would love, love, love if you left me a 5-star review on wherever you listen. That would be super helpful. And beyond that, everybody just remember the March event is coming up, March 21st and 22nd. We will be going over the Close It Now sales process. We're gonna go hard in the paint for those 2 days. They're gonna be full days. And everybody that comes, if you implement just even one thing that you learn there, I can guarantee you your sales will go up. So here's the numbers. I'm going to put this out there. I've not trained a single company or person that their numbers didn't go up at least 30% when they apply this process. 30%. And here's my guarantee. If your numbers don't go up 30% and you're actually implementing what you learned, I will do coaching sessions with you until they do. That's my commitment to everybody listening. So I want to see everyone win. So get to the March event. Go to closeitnow.net and you can learn more about the event. It's right on the front page. Or join the Facebook group. Mary's in the Facebook group. There's some great discussions that happen in there. And if you want to connect to her, you can also join the Close It Now Facebook group. And I'm sure she's happy to connect via Facebook as well. And so that's it, everybody. Thanks for being on, Mary. And we're going to land this plane like we always do. Everybody go save the world one heat stroke at a time. Go save the world one frostbite at a time.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. And at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.